Listen, there is no need to watch just reruns of Law and Order or West Wing. There will be no strike in the film and television industry. Yesterday, the Writers Guild of America announced a tentative contract agreement with the major Hollywood studios and TV networks. The deal must still be approved by the Guild's 11,500 members, but that appears likely. As NPR's Andy Bowers reports, the new contract not only gives writers more money, but more respect as well.
It took 3 months of sometimes bitter negotiations, including 3 intensive days of talks after the writers' previous contract had expired. But in the end, the writers could claim at least partial victories on most of their major demands. Michael Mahern is the Guild's secretary treasurer.
People told us that it couldn't be done even if we stayed on strike for a year or more. Today, we are announcing an agreement that includes groundbreaking improvements, and it has been accomplished without a strike.
And that news brought a nearly audible sigh of relief from all of Hollywood, which would have been largely shut down if the writers had walked out. The deal gives writers numerous financial benefits. In addition to raising the minimum fees paid for scripts, the contract for the first time recognizes the Fox TV network as equal to its older competitors, ABC, CBS, and NBC. Previously, Fox paid writers only about 2/3 as much as the others. The deal also increases residuals for TV shows run overseas, and, says Michael Mahern, the Guild was also able to extend its jurisdiction over a new field of entertainment writing.
We have succeeded in bringing the rapidly evolving marketplace for programs written directly for the internet into the contract for the first time, allowing the Guild and companies to cover on a project-by-project basis the employment of writers to write material for the internet with guaranteed pension and health benefits.
Add to that increased payments for made-for-cable shows and sales of DVDs and videos, and it adds up to $41 million over the 3-year life of the contract. But the union was also looking for an improvement in what it considers the second-class status of movie writers in particular. Currently, screenwriters are routinely barred from the sets and cast read-throughs of the films they write, and often aren't even invited to the premieres. Mahern says the standard will now be that writers are included.
The companies have acknowledged that the writer is part of the production. We will attend premieres, press junkets, festivals, and cast and crew events.
But the writers had also sought to limit the on-screen credit a film by, which usually goes to the director. They failed to win that demand. Attending the announcement were numerous high-powered studio bosses, including Jeffrey Katzenberg of DreamWorks, Robert Iger of Disney, and Alan Horn of Warner Brothers. But the studio side limited its comments on the pact, other than a few words from Producers Alliance President Nicholas Counter, who feigned sticker shock after the Guild announced the financial terms of the deal.
When you read off the numbers in terms of what this will cost our companies, I heard a motion for reconsideration right behind me.
The producers warned all along that whatever they gave to the writers, they would probably have to give to other unions too. And this settlement now makes it more likely that movie and TV actors will be able to reach an agreement when their contract expires at the end of next month. The actors already staged a bitter walkout just last year over the payments they get from appearing in commercials. And in these more threatening economic times, everyone in Hollywood is nervous about what a major strike could do to their industry. Andy Bowers, NPR News, Los Angeles.